This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now here on the line on WEEI Afternoons is the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. That is Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Coach McDaniels, Dan Ball with you. How are you today, sir? Coach McDaniels, can you hear us?
I can.
There you go. Well, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year, guys.
It's great to have you with us here on a Patriots Friday. We get ready for the final game of the regular season. And Coach, before we get into some of the X's and O's of this week, it must have been an eventful year, to say the least, for you in 2025. What did 2025 mean to you as you now get set for a new year in your life?
It was just such a unique opportunity. I've spent a lot of time in this area and had no, path that I knew was going to unfold when I took the year off in 24. And you never know what, opportunities may come your way. But when the opportunity presented itself, it just such a blessing to have an opportunity to come back to an organization I have such great memories with, and enjoy being around this place again with such great people. And this team is such a unique blend of young and old, new and familiar faces for me, and to get to do it with Mike and this staff of guys that I've gotten really fond of, with this group, has been really, really special.
Bouncing back for just a moment to last week's game for your group, Coach, talking about the New York Jets, just an incredible effort from your quarterback and your entire offense. But what worked so well for your group last weekend against the Jets in your eyes?
I thought we got off to a good start, really did a good job of executing early in the first quarter. I thought our guys got into a good rhythm. We stayed out of negative situations. I think we had one penalty on the day for 5 yards. Just really executed at a high level. And I thought the guys demonstrated the kind of the competitive stamina that you need at this time of the year to continue to do that, not take your foot off the gas, not take any breaks or naps during the course of the game, to let the opponent make plays and create, momentum on their side. And it was a good thing to see. And like I said, the guys deserve all the credit for that.
It seemed as though your group was really able to come out. This is on both sides of the ball, but set the tone right from the beginning. It kind of called to mind the game right before the bye against the Giants, where on both sides, the physicality as well as the offensive performance, you just from the get-go were able to set that tone. How important of a pillar is that for your offensive unit from the first snap of the game, dictating the play and dictating the style of play that you want to play?
We want to play aggressive, and Mike's preached that all year to us. And I thought that was a good sign. You're playing a game late in December on the road in the division. You come into it understanding what's at stake for us, and you just, you play to your standard. And I thought the guys did a really nice job of coming out and being aggressive, physical, playing with great effort for 4 quarters, and got us off to a good start, and we were able to continue that effort from there.
You mentioned during the course of your press conference this week, when asked about Drake May and the season he's had and the chances he has to win some pretty prestigious awards, you would vote for any Patriot, which is, of course, the way you'd go. But what is it? What in Drake's game does he do better than anybody else in the NFL? What stands out the most about the way that he plays the game?
I don't know if I can compare him to everybody else. Honestly, I don't spend a lot of time watching the other guys. I think that would be unfair for me to do that. But I just know that there's so much that he does to help us win. And, you know, he does so much between the Sundays to prepare himself to be ready to play and be aggressive, make smart decisions for our football team. I think he's done a really nice job of learning and understanding how to take care of the ball and protect the team. He's protected himself better as he's gone through the season. Certainly his ability to distribute it to whoever the open guy is and be unselfish and do the right thing in the passing game has been a hallmark of what we've tried to do all year. And, you combine that with his athleticism and the things that he does with his legs outside of the pocket, and the touch and ability to put the ball down the field into some tight windows. He's got a great blend of all those things. We're fortunate that he's our quarterback, and I'm sure he's humbled to be in those conversations. Any player would be.
We have the opportunity to talk with him every single Monday on this show as well as part of the Patriots Monday. So we often get his reaction right after you guys play your games. And something that Andy Hart, who I know you know very well, mentioned is that it seems as though he's really coming into his skin as an individual too. He's having more fun and joking around a bit. And it's been interesting to kind of hear his tone and tenor change and grow. Have you seen him growing up in front of your eyes too, from a personal perspective, growing into his personality and maybe some things off the field?
I think he's always had a great personality. That's why he's beloved, by everybody in our organization.
Sure.
And on this team. And I think I've told his parents that many times. They've done an amazing job with him and his brothers, and you see that every day when you're around him. I think honestly for him, and it's a really cool thing to be able to say this, is he wanted to earn the right by his performance to establish himself as the unquestioned leader of the team. And as much as you want as a coach to tell him, well, you don't have to wait for that, you know, you can go ahead and do it because you are the starting quarterback. I thought it was pretty amazing that was his perspective as, you know, as we start in the beginning of the year. It's like, you know, I'm going to earn that right to do that, you know, and I'm going to do it with the way I play and the way I practice and how I prepare. And I think obviously he has done that. And so I just see more confidence, but the ability to do the things he's done. And now it transcends, you know, our offense, defense, special teams. He can talk to any teammate, about almost anything, you know, and he's got a great perspective. He's a team first guy in every aspect. And boy, do we have a great leader.
Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, with us here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Coach, as we begin to look forward to your final game of the regular season, just a note on the practices that you guys have had this week. It's been a week with some news in the headlines regarding a few of your players. How have you seen your group respond in a week that I know there's probably been a lot that's been surrounding the group?
Yeah, no real difference. I think we all, you know, you get conditioned to handle changes in the National Football League constantly, and or outside distractions, or whatever those may be. We all deal with injuries. We all deal with people being sick. There's other things that go on in all of our personal lives. So I think you just get conditioned to understand it, respect it, be there for each other. But also at the same time, focus on your job when you're here. You know, we all got a really important role to fulfill. That's our responsibility to each other and to the organization. And I've seen a group that's been very committed to doing so, and I wouldn't expect anything less from them.
To speak on the wide receiver room, Coach, your group lost Mac Hollins from the mix just about a week ago, and it's been impressive from a numerical perspective to see how he and your quarterback have really formed a relationship this year. What is the impact that Mac Hollins has had on your offense, and did you feel that absence last week?
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard not to because Mac is such a unique blend of intelligence, toughness, skill, size, and he does a lot of different things and performs a lot of different roles for our team. And so we've asked a lot of Mac this year. He's come through in many different ways and many different roles and in many different circumstances.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Circumstances and conditions. And so whenever you lose a player, it's always the responsibility of the unit to kind of inherit that burden. And so I thought Todd Downing has done an amazing job, fantastic job this season of getting his entire group of receivers ready to go. We've got multiple players that have learned three positions and played all three in the same game. Efton, Kyle, Kayshawn, Steph, Mac. It's really a tribute to that group and how hard they've worked to accommodate any kind of issues or injuries. So Mac certainly will look forward to getting him back if and when we can. And the guys I know are ready to share the burden of taking on some of the roles that he played for us and excited about that challenge.
Kind of tangentially related to that answer, Coach, the next man up mentality has really been tested on both sides of the ball. So you seem to be pretty pleased with how your group is responding to the next man up, next man in kind of mentality.
Yeah, I think anytime you go through an NFL season and you're playing meaningful games late in the year, you know your depth is going to be a big reason why. And the quality of play that those players put out there on the field. They're going to have to take snaps, but more importantly than that, help you win with the way they play. And so whether it is Vidarian Lowe for the last 4 or 5 weeks, you look at Ben Brown, you look at Efton last week, there's Kyle Williams, the depth of Dearness Johnson. I mean, there's been a number of guys that have really stepped up for us. And played meaningful snaps in critical situations. And that's what's required of your unit as you go through the year, because you're just never going to be able to go through and play the same groupings all season long without incurring some injuries. So proud of the effort of those guys, proud of the coaching staff of getting all those guys ready. It's not an easy thing to do, but have a lot of confidence in our group and excited about Sunday.
Coach, as we get ready for Sunday's game, as you mentioned, what are some of the challenges that you're expecting to see from this Dolphins group, and what constitutes a successful effort for your offense?
Yeah, this is a group that's the challenges in a lot of different areas. They're playing, first of all, they're playing well and playing hard. They've created 13 turnovers in their last 5 victories, and taking the ball away has been a huge part of their formula for success in the last 2 months. So, we're going to need to do a great job of protecting the football in every situation. They've got some different unique styles of pass rushers between Chubb and Sealer, Chop Robinson, if he's active and plays. Some of the other interior young players that they have really stepped up and gotten better as the course of the season has gone on. The two linebackers are exceptional in terms of finding the ball, and they lead, one of the top duos in terms of tackles in the entire National Football League. And the secondary has played a lot of different people, but they get their hands on a lot of balls. They've been very disruptive. And Anthony Weaver has done a great job of figuring out how to, evolve as the season's gone on. Third down is a problem. They do a great job of pressuring you into mistakes and doing a good job with their blitz packages. So there's a lot of challenges with this group. It's been a long time since we played them. Sometimes you get one of those back-to-backs in the division where it's not that many weeks in between. But this one, it's been multiple months. So you almost got to kind of, scratch the first game and kind of, go from a fresh perspective. So a big challenge for us, hard to win in the division. Looking forward to the competition on Sunday.
Though I'm guessing this is information that you cannot divulge. I wouldn't be doing my due diligence if I didn't ask. Any expectations for resting starters at certain points, or are we expecting to see the starting unit all the way through?
We're getting ready to play the game to win. that's a Coach Vrabel question and answer, but I know we've had a good week of practice and preparation, and everybody's ready to go, and I think looking forward and excited to try to get our 14th victory.
There you go. Fair enough, and I appreciate your candor on that one. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck here against Miami and moving forward, and once again, Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy New Year.
That is Josh McDaniels joining us here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.